Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
For our first cancellation of the new year, we head up to beautiful Lake Washington near the city of Seattle. Now, just to be clear, I use the word beautiful to describe specifically the physical topography of the area. Just don't look over to your side or over your shoulder, because if you do, depending on where you happen to be standing along the shore, you might find yourself staring at a collection of very naked people.
Hi, stranger.
Now, of course, you stand the risk of getting an eyeful of naked flab if you travel anywhere in the Pacific Northwest. But on Lake Washington, the risk is even greater because it is the site of something called Denny Blaine Park, which is, we are informed, a beloved nudist beach popular with the LGBT community in the area.
Round up the usual suspects.
And in fact, this nudist beach is so popular and so beloved that the LGBT community recently came together, no pun intended, to protest what they perceived as a mortal threat to this hangout spot, no pun intended. And the threat came in the form of a playground. A few months ago, it was announced that Seattle Parks and Rec, with the assistance of a sizable donation from a private donor, planned to build a playground nearby. And this is a problem for the exhibitionist gays over at Denny Blaine, because although it's legal for them to gallivant around naked almost anywhere in the city or state, they still aren't allowed to get naked in front of children. So they protested the playground, they organized, they got a petition together, got nearly 10,000 signatures on the petition. They were absolutely incensed that the city considered prioritizing the needs of children over the desires of self-described weirdos. Local news had more on the controversy. Listen.
I'm in Denny Blaine Park. Hundreds of people showed up at that meeting tonight because they say this place is a safe space, and putting a playground here would forever change that.
As expected,
you guys can sign up here, or there are sign-up sheets in there as well.
The proposal to put a playground at Denny Blaine Park brought out a lot of people, all of them with their own story about the park and why they're against the proposal.
We can just be ourselves, where we can feel safe, where we can feel heard, where we can see one another.
This is a place where people come up and they ask, is it safe here? Am I accepted here? And every time I've smiled and said, yes!
Denny Blaine is a noted LGBTQ plus safe space. It's been that way for decades. Under Washington law, it's not illegal to be naked in public. However, it becomes illegal if kids are nearby. That's what this playground would do.
Want to preserve our spaces.
The people who showed up here believe the private, anonymous donor who's willing to front $550,000 for a playground wants to take that space away from them.
They say that it's not an intention to displace queer communities or any specific community. And that may be true on the park side, but I'd love to ask the anonymous donor whether that's true.
There's also concern that someone with money to burn can make such a big change to a public park.
Instead, we're letting people with a fair amount of money do an anonymous donation, clearly choosing how they want to see our park used.
I asked Andy Sheffer with Seattle Parks and Rec about that anonymous donor. His response?
Well, I can't really talk about it a whole lot because it's anonymous.
But he did talk about how moving the public comments were.
God, you heard those stories. You know, if more people could hear these stories, it's much bigger than this park.
Yes, the stories, the incredible stories, the inspirational, heartwarming stories about gay people exposing their genitals to strangers. I mean, if only more people could hear how important it is to gay people that they be allowed to expose their genitals to strangers. Indeed, LGBT people who aren't able to take their pants off anywhere and everywhere they want all the time without restriction are truly the most downtrodden among us. Forget starving people in Africa, forget children dying of cancer, forget everyone, and focus instead on LGBT people always. Give them everything they want, always, all the time, no matter what it is. Because if you don't, then you are killing them. You are literally killing them. That's the message. You heard it from the gay activists themselves. They said they want to be themselves, feel safe, be heard. Now, you might point out that, you know, gay people can be themselves and feel safe and be heard everywhere in the country. But I think a more pressing question is why being yourself and feeling safe and being heard must always involve getting naked.
I think we should get naked.
What?
It doesn't work that way for any other group of people. Have you noticed that? Okay, if you take any other group and you say, well, here's a safe space for you. They're not going to immediately strip off their clothes. That's only how it works with LGBT safe spaces. Let me ask you something. What if there was someone out there who kept a log of every single thing you did every minute of the day? I think that'd be pretty creepy. Well, what if I told you it's exactly what happens every time you go online? Your internet service provider is allowed to store logs of every website you've ever visited and can legally sell this data to anyone. That's why I always use ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your internet provider can't see or log what you do online. Many of you might be wondering, well, if I'm routing all my data through a VPN, then doesn't that mean that the VPN can see what I'm doing and log my data instead? And you're right to think that. Many VPNs claim to have a no logs policy, but have been caught logging customer activity anyway. ExpressVPN is the only VPN I trust because they use a trusted server technology. This makes it impossible for their VPN servers to store any data, including logs of any ExpressVPN customer. And you don't have to take my or ExpressVPN's word for it. ExpressVPN is so confident in their no logs claim, they even had one of the biggest assurance firms, PwC, audit their technology. So stop letting people keep logs of what you do online. Visit expressvpn.com/walshyt and get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/walshyt. expressvpn.com/walshyt to learn more. But we haven't gotten to the best part of that local Seattle news report. I want you to listen to what this reporter mentions very briefly at the end. Listen.
No one at the meeting spoke for the playground at this park. I have put in a public information request for the name of the anonymous donor. And something else to note, many people brought up a drowning risk. They say there's no lifeguards at this beach. And if you put a playground here, kids will be here, upping the chance they could drown.
As a brief aside, as a minor additional detail, we're told that if they build the playground at this location, children might drown. Now, the drowning risk thing is probably mostly contrived. Playgrounds are built next to lakes all the time. I take my kids to playgrounds near lakes all the time. It's not an issue because, you know, most people are not dropping their five-year-old off at the playground and then coming back to pick them up before sundown. Generally, the children are watched by adults and adults can keep them from wandering down to the water unsupervised. But be that as it may, if you're actually worried that the playground presents a significant drowning risk to children, how is that not your top concern? How is that not the headline? I mean, these people claim that a playground at that location may well lead to children dying, and yet that is somehow not their key objection. Their key objection is that the children will interfere with their ability to be naked in public.
You gotta be f***ing kidding.
So their list of priorities has getting naked in public at the top and preventing children from drowning somewhere down below that. These people are so unbelievably selfish that they can't even pretend to care about anything more than satisfying their own sexual desires. I mean, it's the only thing they care about in this world, period. And yet, prepare yourself for the not-so-twist ending here. The LGBT protesters prevailed.
No.
Seattle ultimately decided to reject the $500,000 donation and scrap the plans for the playground at that location. On one hand, you had families who wanted a place to take their children to the park. And on the other, you had selfish degenerates. And by the way, when I call them degenerates, I'm only respecting their own preferred adjective. An op-ed in the local Seattle publication, The Stranger, addressing this controversy a few weeks ago, had this headline, quote, "Keep Denny Blaine degenerate. I've gone to this park for years, and as a child of a queer person who has lived in Seattle since the 80s, I know how critical it is for us to maintain spaces where queer people don't need to worry about optics every damn second. In a world that's constantly repressing our identities, is it not possible for queer people to have one space? Really hoping the Parks Department chooses another site because I don't know where else I can go and feel comfortable in my body in this damn city." Yes, where else in Seattle can a gay person go? Well, there's nowhere else for them in Seattle.
Life could be a dream. Life could be a dream.
It's a funny thing. You know, most of us walk around in public every day feeling comfortable in our bodies the whole time, and yet we never feel the need to strip our clothes off and expose ourselves to strangers. But for this self-described degenerate and his friends, the only way that he can feel comfortable in his body is if his body is on full display for the world to see. Their sexual desires come before everything and everyone all the time. And that's how the gay nudists at Denny Blaine Park got their way. And it's also why they are today canceled.
The bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
and the hills the greenest green in Seattle.